Hi everyone on GWA Backstage, this is Omari Erotica Mind, and I'm here to answer a questionnaire, but not only this. I'm here actually to... I'm laughing, I'm sorry. To give you a wrong idea, okay, so... Well... Last night, I just received this private message. Every time I hear your questionnaires, I remember Robin Scherbatsky. She says a lot of but, and you say, no offense. Okay, no offense at all, don't worry. But, yeah, actually you're right. I always say, but, I mean, she always say, but, and I always say, And, but, you know, if you don't know what we're talking about, Robin Scherbatsky is a character from How I Met Your Mother. And she has this really early morning TV show, I believe it's 4 p.m. or maybe. And a bunch of students watch her show because they are still on the bar when it starts, and they just came up with this drinking game that every time that she says but, they drink. And well, if you guys want to drink every time that I say feel free, but I warn you that in the end of the questionnaire, you will be drunk. So, be safe. So, let's start. This is the Cranky Pants questionnaire by Nikhil Silver. Hi, Nikhil. And I'm answering this one because I just listened to my friend's answer, the You Have Met a Lover. Hi. And I just had some fun. And I said, okay, I just want to, you know, I just want to record my answers too. So, philosophically speaking, the best way to deal with anger and disappointment is A. Attack, B. Embrace, C. Shrug. oh my god, I can't help it, sorry. I think that the three, I mean, the first thing that I do is attack, but not the person. I attack my boxing bag. Yes, I do have one. Over than 10 years. And I just love it. I mean, it's so great. And I just, you know, just look at my bag. And I kick. I punch. I bite, I yell, I curse, I throw, you know, and then I feel better. I mean, I just release the anger, and then I shrug. I mean, okay, it's the person's loss. And the third thing that I do is embrace, but I embrace myself, no? Embrace myself, like everything's gonna be fine, or a friend, but no, usually myself. Contemplative vengeance, what's her pleasure? Poison, pistol, and tracks, ice pick, or car bomb. Bonus question, which is more effective, blackmail, death threats, or character assassination? I would pick anthrax. Whoa. And the bonus question, character assassination. Oh, I am nasty. Damn. Okay. When confronted by a bona fide jerk, do you get mad, get even, smile and practice acceptance? Because what goes around comes around. First, I get mad. Really mad. Because, you know, it's just impulsive. But then I just practice acceptance. Not that I accept, but in my mind, that person will have what she or he deserves. And yes, I mean, being angry with someone and keep this angry, it's just like you drink a glass of poison and hope that the person die. You know, I don't like it. So, yeah, smile and try to forget it. Do you consider problem barricades temporary setbacks or opportunities to practice patience? Imagine Dalai Lama. Hey, I know in my life that they are actual opportunities to practice patience. Oh my god. But for me, I see often as temporary setbacks. I mean, you know, for me, like this. Don't bring a gun to a knife fight. Sound advice or excuse for weak people who flunked out the assassin's guard. Sound advice. Yeah. Because it's a knife fight, right? I mean, is that right? Are we talking about an actual knife fight? Or something that I don't get it? Well, but I think it's sound advice. Okay. PT part, table for one. Bullshit. Get down off the cross. We need the wood. Enough throwing gasoline on the fire. You're ready to turn this shit around. How do you stop feeling sorry for yourself? I think about my mistakes and my life and the other person's mistakes and what, you know, happened in my life and how to move on. I mean, I don't like this feeling because, let me put it this way. Shit happens, okay? So a shit just happened in my life. If I get sad for a long time or short time, this shit just happened. We can't, you know, just change it. So I can live happy and the shit will still be there. And I can live sad and the shit will still be there. So which one is better? Feel happy. So let's try to move on. And, you know, just shit happens and stuff. So move on. Yeah, that's my thought, you know, to stop feeling sorry for myself. And maybe talk to my therapist. It helps. Let it out. Which of these options appeal to you more? Whack a pillow with wiffle bat. Share your feelings with a friend who won't consign your bullshit. Have angry sex. Share my feelings. And whack a pillow. Both. I can't. Maybe whack a pillow while I am sharing my feelings. So. Have angry sex. I don't like it. No, it just. I never had. It doesn't work. I tried, but, you know. Nothing. Okay. Sexual healing, which TWA audio turns your phone upside down. Okay, I know that my friend, you have met a lover, he said that was about my questionnaires. Thank you. I'm really, really, really happy. I was actually washing the dishes and I start, you know, to scream, to jump and say, oh my God! And it was really funny. But it is not just because of it. I am, you know, I am answering this question with, yes, your name. Your heavy metal lover. But, man, really, for real. I mean, every time that I feel sad or I feel ugly or I feel bad with myself, I always have his playlist with me. I mean, I go to the Reddit and start to listen to some things because it's not that I actually, I don't, here in the GWA, I don't Jerk off for any audios. I'm sorry, everyone, but I just can't. I used to, but now I can't. And I just love it, to listen, because his audios, I mean, even the dirty talk, it's a sweet talk. It's a sweet dirty talk. You don't feel harassed, or you don't feel like an object and stuff. Well, maybe sometimes we want to feel like an object. Okay, that's fine. It's a fetish, but it's like every time he talks, it's like you are beautiful, you are sweet, and I want you the way you are. It's like this message. And the flirty stuff, I mean, he's so flirty, and I am extremely flirty. People, you know me, I flirt every time because I think it's good. I feel good flirting. It doesn't mean that I mean the flirty thing, I just like to flirt, and his audios are so flirty, and even the pillow talk is so sweet. What I said, hey, would you marry me so I can just, listen to your pillow talk every morning? It was really funny. I mean, I really mean it. It's not a payback stuff. I mean it. If I had answered this questionnaire before, your name would be here. You really, really would be here. He's my best friend here. So it's my sweetest, great, cute friend. So yes, I his audios. Every audio. Name three things you're grateful for right now. Only three, really? I'm grateful for a lot of things. I mean, I have depression and I'm feeling good, so. And I don't take pills anymore. I mean, so I feel good. I have my friends. I have my family by my side. I have lots of people here. In Brazil, we are facing a really hard time right now. I'm sorry, but a judge just. He just said that the therapist, could try to heal the homosexuality. I mean, what? It's so wrong here. And we are stepping back, unfortunately, here. And this week we had lots and lots of rainbow flags against this decision and people fighting, and I am thankful for this because I see those people and I see I have support. I mean, I am thankful for the support because, well, if you don't know, I am a pansexual. I like people, not genders, and it's hard for me. Really hard, to know that I can, that someone think that I am sick, I am crazy, that I am ill, just for loving, and it's bullshit. So I am so thankful for everyone who is supporting our cause. Things here are really hard, people. Really hard, you can't imagine. So, I am thankful for this. For my friends. We are all fighting. I am thankful for my strength. I'm thankful for, being able to fight against a lot of bullshit that we have to face. I'm thankful because I'm healthy, because my diabetes is controlled, because I have friends, because I can look at the mirror and say that I'm beautiful today, and I used to feel different. I am thankful because soon I'll have my surgery. I'm fine, okay? I am okay. It's just a thing that I chose to do. I'm thankful for a lot of things, and especially for GWA, because here I have some freedom. I have a huge freedom that I don't actually have on my life. So I'm thankful for a lot of things, and I'm thankful for my GWA friends. I can say you're heavy metal lover, I can say submissive, I can say moon dance with me, I can say other people, but they are just lurker, and I don't, you know, want to name them because they are really, really anonymous, so I respect it. But well, if you're listening to this, probably you are one of them. And I am thankful because a lot of girls here gave me support when I was just, you know, sad. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. I'm really thankful. I'm a thankful person. Okay, so let's move on. Nothing gets those sweet, sweet endorphins flowing like exercise. Do you prefer to go for a stroll, charge up a hill, have enthusiastic sex, punch a heavy bag, or dance? My two favorites are punch a heavy bag and dance. But my favorite actually is dance. I was dancing before I started to record this. Yes, I was dancing. I'm walking on sunshine. Yeah. Yes, I was dancing on my bedroom. It was really, really funny, but I was laughing. Sorry, guys. Whoever said you can't buy happiness hasn't had a message or brought new lingerie. Please describe. Name your... Great. Name your favorite self-indulgence. Yesterday, I was in the market. I went to the market, actually, sorry. And I just bought 4 bags of Lay's, you know, potatoes. Those chips and the salt and vinegar. And I just bought 3... bottles of lemon soda and Skittles. I have Skittles here. Look. Just let me. Oh, great. Okay. Good. And two pickles bottles. And I just ate one yesterday, last night. Food. Food, makeup, and clothes. Yeah. I love. I mean, that is the hugest self-indulgence that I have. So, whoever say you can't buy happiness doesn't know the power of a potato chip. Okay? That's it. Pull your head out of your ass. Roll up your sleeve and volunteer for a worthy cause, like make people feel good. You know, it's free to do it, and you can talk to people and make them feel good. And I have this promise forever on my life, well, as long as I can, that every year, the whole year, I make a donation of 400 reais, 400 bucks for me, to a person or to, you know, lots of persons and some institutes. This money is a donation. So, yes, I do it. That's what I like to, you know, do, help people. I just love helping people and making their day better and make them smile. So that's it. Number one tone on your happy music playlist is... Okay. Let me put my favorite number one to feel happy. Actually, it depends on, but nowadays, this is the one. Okay, guys. So this lately is this one because I think that the words. I just want to feel this moment. And before he says, the guy says, you call this moment a call it life. So yes, our life is a moment, and I just want to feel it. I mean, I just want to feel good. And this is the this week happy music, but I often is Aerosmith, something like Amazing or Pink. I just love Aerosmith, and wow, this is the this music is this week's best moment, best happy moment ever. So that's it. Well, I certainly feel better now. How about you? Yes, I feel good. So that's it. Thank you for listening, and thank you everyone for being so wonderful here on GWA. Okay, thanks, bye. I hope you're not drunk, okay? But if you are, don't drive. Bye bye.